This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Ah, little hot dog from Led Zeppelin. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages on this Memorial Day weekend, Friday edition of this here fine radio program. I don't know how fine it is, but we talk about what just pops up, and Chicago-style hot dogs was not the plan today. I actually did not have a food subject. I was trying to make it through the show without necessarily talking about food because I just get hungry. And I can't have most of the food that I talk about and that is delicious and savory and awesome that all of you skinny mini people can eat. But Chris went there and he said, "What's going on at the Indy 500? They're doing hot dog races." And I said, when Toby was here, I said, "This is weird. They're doing Oscar Mayer hot dog races in cars."
Definitely
around
weird.
The Indy 500, right? And obviously, I mean, again, it's like, you know, so apparently they have what, like a bunch of different hot dogs.
There's six different in cars. Wiener dog cars, right. Like Wiener mobiles, the right. Classic Oscar Mayer big hot dog cars.
But and to each, the Chicago style dog, the Sonoran dog.
They don't have like all the toppings on them because I think that would be a whole thing.
Yeah.
But they all have different decorations to represent like which one they have.
Yeah.
So,
like the relish would fall off onto the track, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just put up a picture of the Chicago-style hot dog, which has tomato slices, pickle spear, sport peppers, raw onion, yellow mustard, and a poppy seed bun. I don't think I'm missing anything else, but maybe I... Oh, it's celery salt. I forgot about that. So you can take a picture, or you can take a look at it at WrestleMania621. Now, Brian, who joined us yesterday, and we discovered that he's a Dallas Cowboys fan, has something he'd like to contribute, but as usual, I can't see him because we got 9,000 computer monitors in here. But Brian, you wanted to contribute something, so go right ahead, sir. Step up.
See, I'm a simple guy when it comes to the hot dogs. All I need is some ketchup and some onions. That's all I need.
Raw onions or sauteed
raw,
onions?
Grilled, salted, it doesn't matter. Just put them on there.
No preference.
No preference.
Okay.
But I do think the more underrated part of the hot dog is the actual bun. a good potato roll or a brioche when you're in business.
Now, I'm not going to get after you about the ketchup because that is a pretty standard fare, although that is not really ever going to be on my hot dog. But you're allowed. You're your own man. What you said about the bun, I was like, you're absolutely right. Yeah. A potato bun, brilliant. Great idea. It's a little thicker, a little sturdier, it's a little sweeter than your traditional style hot dog bun, certainly than a poppy seed bun. Or a brioche bun, pretty good choice there. Now, are we talking about like a thin hot dog? Like,
oh, no.
Or are we talking about, because that's the one thing that I would say is the ultimate separator for me. And people are going to laugh about this, but I have a hard time resisting 7-Eleven hot dogs because they're like the quarter, what do they call them? The quarter inch thick ones or whatever?
Rotating for about 3 hours.
Yeah. I mean, I try and look for one that's not burnt and orangey, like, you know, but I guess my point being is I like thicker hot dogs as opposed to the small little wieners.
Let me just say, when we were in college, man, we used to like dare each other to eat the oldest hot dog you'd find at like a set. You know, you roll in at like 2 a.m. Everybody's been drinking all night on like a Friday.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, who's gonna do it? Who's gonna eat that one that's been there for like 2 days?
Well, Chris,
just sitting in the back, looks all burnt. You know?
I mean, Chris, you might have that option tonight, right? Because you're heading after the show. You're going another death metal concert, right?
The big festival yeah. in Baltimore all weekend.
All right, we're gonna have to get some lowdown on that.
There is a 7-Eleven right there in the Inner Harbor.
There you go. I don't know about 2 a.m, but you know, Brian, I appreciate the contribution. I love the potato bun idea. Don't love the ketchup idea. I like that you're willing to go to the sauté. Onions, even though you said it doesn't matter, that's fine. I think sauteed onions way better than raw onions, but I'm not an anti-raw onion fan, but the Chicago-style dog has a raw onion. So if you want to take a picture, I'll look at it at WrestleMania621, or you could just search Chicago-style hot dog. Very easy to find. Again, I think they're gross. I think they're awful. I would never eat one, and congratulations. What do you think of the Chicago-style hot dog? And what is your best favorite, like, home run hot dog combination? Whether it be bun like Brian, whether it be yellow mustard or ketchup, onions, sauerkraut, maybe some of you like the Chicago-style dog. I don't know. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, first a trending alert, and then we will get to Little, we'll get to Bernie, we'll get to everybody that is waiting on the other side, right here on the Team 980. But the Nationals look for number 6 in a row tonight in the Navy Yard against the San Francisco Giants, who come in at 29-21. That after a 10-inning walk-off win last night against the Atlanta Braves in a mini 2-game sweep sandwiched around a rainout. So the Nationals win 5 in a row again. It'll get tougher tonight. Giants 29-21. The good news is Washington has Mackenzie Gore on the bump. He is 2-4, yes, but with a 3.67 ERA and 84 Ks in 56 and a third innings. You can hear it, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app, beginning pregame coverage at 6:15, and of course the game at 6:45. Meanwhile, tonight in the NBA, it's game 2 of the Eastern Finals. The Indiana Pacers look for a commanding 2-0 lead before heading home to Indianapolis for game 3 against the Knicks, who blew a 14-point lead with just under 3 minutes left to go, and a 9-point lead in the final minute, lost in overtime, game 1 Wednesday night. Tipping that one, 8 o'clock. Edmonton and Dallas in the NHL's Western Finals, same time, 8 o'clock. Dallas up 1-0 and looking to take a 2-0 lead in Big D. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.